Good evening, Chester County. This is Computer Corner. Welcome. This is WCOJ, the voice of Chester County, giving you exclusively Computer Corner. I am your host, Gene Mitchell. Over the next hour, I will be bringing you computer news and information. I'll have a discussion topic and later listener call-in. I bring to the show some special expertise. I have a formal degree in electronic engineering. The last 16 years, I have been building and repairing computers, and I have some specialized training with Microsoft, Intel, and independent training, and I have been teaching computers for 14-plus years at Adult School Night. I also am an engineer here at 1420 WCOJ on Sunday, and between the two, we hopefully will make this a very interesting show. Hey, so much for all this gobbledygook. I have a special guest with me tonight, Joe Hubler, who will be on board shortly. Good evening, Joe.
Hi, Gene. How are you doing?
Great. Joe is a computer guru, meaning he knows computers very well. He lives them inside and out and does them almost every day. He also builds them and takes them apart, puts them back together inside out and all that kind of stuff.
Sometimes they work again.
That's a very good statement, Joe. I'm glad you clarified that. I met Joe about 16 years ago, shortly after I opened my shop, and it became an interesting relationship ever since. And by the way, I want to mention that although WCOJ has given me the privilege of mentioning my shop for advertising purposes and other mentions, I'm trying to avoid a little bit of it because generally I'm up to my ears in computers all day long, and I don't want to be overwhelmed. I do work alone, and I like to do that so I can put the personal attention in, so you're not going to hear too much mention unless it becomes necessary to directly answer a question. For that reason, you won't hear too much about that. There's computers everywhere. Homes, businesses, schools, we rely on computers. And I'd really hate to think what would happen if the computer up and vanished one day. But anyhow, they've become part of our life, and unfortunately, people plug them in, turn them on, expect them to work, and for the most part, and for a while, they do. But then, usually, and more lately, things go wrong, and that's one of the things we're going to talk about tonight. Computers do require maintenance, they require some care, and definitely some responsibilities, including cleaning. How many knew that they had to clean their computer? Computers need to be cleaned, and we're going to talk about the proper cleaning. We're going to be talking about some of the utilities. We're going to be talking about antiviruses, firewalls, malware, worms, trojans, spyware, and adware and all that kind of stuff, and it's all a lot of interesting things that can be brought up about computers. First thing I want to do is start off with some very interesting computer news. There's a new virus that has been announced, and the new virus spreads in a very unusual way. The virus spreads inside the graphic images that we watch on our computers, including on the web pages. And according to CNET, it threatens your computer, and it's going to become a real problem. The problem is triggered with a fault within Internet Explorer. We hope that one day that gets corrected, but when the picture is displayed, the virus is released, and damage can be done to your computer. There's also some alternative browsers that can be used that appear to be able to solve the problem. Other than Internet Explorer, there are alternative browsers. We're going to be talking about that. Another item in the news, war driving. How many people have heard about war driving? War driving is on the rise. War driving is those hackers that are driving around looking for your wireless connection outside of your home and outside of your business. It's a relatively new term, but hackers are doing it. and you better get used to the term war driving because they may be driving around your neighborhood. In some cases, arrests have been made, but the users of the wireless networks also bear responsibility for not having the proper encryption turned on. Another item, Service Pack 2 for Windows XP 2 has been, for Windows XP has been released, but computer users don't understand how to properly install it, and many people are crashing their computers as they do install it. We will be talking about that. Another item, Verizon Wireless has turned on EVDO. EVDO is a high-speed wireless connection that works through the cell towers, and anywhere Verizon has a cell tower, you can get a wireless modem to connect to your computer and surf at the speed that DSL works.
Will I get disconnected?
Will you get disconnected? That remains to be seen. It's going to start at about $80 a month, which is very expensive for many users, but there are those that do not want to be without their connection, and you can take it with you anywhere and everywhere in the service area.
We're going to be surfing the net from our wristwatches soon, aren't we?
We are going to do that, Joe. You're right. If you're interested in a new camera, camcorder, or VCR, newer models are closely tied with computing. Be sure to listen to Computer Corner in the coming weeks for features you should be looking for before your next purchase. Reports from reputable sources claim that more than 80% of home computers are infected with spyware. That's the hot news item tonight, and that's also going to be a topic of our in-depth discussion. So we're going to take a short break, and after that break, we'll talk a little bit about spyware, and then shortly after that, we're going to call for a listener call-in with your questions, and we're going to give you the number ahead of time so that you can call in. Write this number down, 610-701-4294 or 610-701-4297. Those are the call-in numbers. Let's take a short break, and we'll be right back after the break. Welcome back to Computer Corner here on 1420 WCOJ. This is a new show. We're going to give you information. We're going to have hot topics of the evening, and we're going to have listener call-in shortly. Tonight's topic is spyware. You can't pick up a magazine today without it being listed as a topic. And there's something in almost every magazine, and sometimes the information is good, and sometimes the information is very incomplete and misleading. What is spyware? Joe, I'm glad you asked me that question.
Yeah.
Because I know our listeners are wondering. They probably heard the term. But spyware is different than the viruses, worms, and Trojans that we all have been fighting over the last years. Spyware is something that is a takeoff on adware. Okay? Adware is the pop-ups that come popping up in your window of the browser as you're surfing the internet. And the adware is generally meant to put a piece of advertising in front of you. And along with that piece of advertising, somebody's hoping that it's going to direct you to a website. But unfortunately, what's happening is if you click on the wrong place on that adware, all of a sudden, you find that your computer silently and without you knowing it is downloading software to your computer, and that software is called spyware. And the spyware is going to get into your computer. It's going to look at the cookies. The cookies are the little software pieces that store your username, password, and any information that you send out to other websites. And all of a sudden, your information is going to be emailed or otherwise made available to somebody that you don't know. That is spyware. On top of that, spyware is also somewhat destructive because it does other things to your computer. Spyware is not necessarily very well-written software, and it tends to clog your computer up. Have you ever had your computer clogged up, Joe, with spyware?
Oh, no, I keep my computer very regular. I have to. I have too much stuff on it. I run anti-spyware software before anybody even had a name for that stuff.
And that's what people are not doing.
Yeah, they got to keep...
Unfortunately, we all have been programmed that antivirus software is important, but now we're finding we need the spyware software to get it out.
Yeah, and it keeps coming in a different way. I've seen programs where it actually gives you a pop-up window. You sit there and say, no, I don't want to, I don't need to, and it ends up telling you that, okay, I'll go away. And it turns out later, it installed a dialer on one of my client's computers. He's on a cable connection, and the next thing you know, his regular modem is dialing the phone.
And we found this. As a matter of fact, I've now had two cases of computers that were brought in. The customer brought them in and told me the computer was running extremely slow. And by the time we got into it, we found out that there was spyware there, and we can go by some of the names that we're finding, and if you have one of the spyware's XXX dial, your computer is making a call, and you don't know it if your telephone line is plugged in.
Right.
And you're on a broadband connection.
He only knew because his wife told him, honey, the line's busy. Why are you on the phone? We have cable now. And if he hadn't said that, it was an 800, a 900 number. I believe for the 2 minutes he was on, it was something like $30 when his bill came.
And that is just the easy side of it, because one of the customers that I talked to and told him that he should check his telephone bill, he had no idea. But I told him while I was working on his computer what I found before he even picked it up, and warned him, and he looked at me, not looked at me, but he gave me kind of a funny reaction on the phone, and when he did come in, he kind of looked at me and questioned me, and it wasn't until about a week and a half later that he told me, oh my computer, it has made about, I forget the figure, it was $900.
$900
in phone calls.
And if you're on cable, if your normal connection is cable and there's no one else in the house but you, you tend not to be on the phone while you're on your computer. You won't even know the phone line's in use.
Actually, there is a way to solve that problem. If you have a broadband connection, meaning DSL or cable, the best thing you can do is unplug the telephone.
Yeah, that's exactly what I told them.
You unplug the telephone line.
Right. Problem is, he used his modem for his fax. So he was kind of,
it's still
he really
needed.
That's what I told him. That's what I told him. There's a guaranteed fix, and I gave him an anti-spyware piece of software. I told him where to go on the internet, download it. Most of it's free. I know three or four decent programs out there, it's totally free. And I just said, look, update it frequently. Run it frequently. As soon as you start it running, it takes a while. You can go and do other stuff at your computer. You don't have to wait till it's done. And now he finally does it, now that he has this outrageous phone bill.
One of the things that you need to be aware of is you could have a window pop up on your computer, and that window might say that Windows has detected spyware on your computer. Would you like to download software to take care of it?
To remove it, yeah.
Right. Be the exact words, but something like that.
Yeah, it's the gist of it.
And the average reaction is, oh, my,
sure.
I better.
Yeah.
So they click on it, and all of a sudden, you have downloaded real spyware when, in fact, you thought you were downloading something.
It's funny because you said all of a sudden, but actually, you don't notice anything right away. But 2-3 weeks down the road, you notice nothing's working right, and you don't realize it was that stupid window you clicked on 2 weeks ago, because it isn't really all of a sudden that it happened. It's all of a sudden that you get it, but it doesn't actually do its stuff to you till it gets a chance to really run and corrupt.
But the all of a sudden comes from when you clicked on that window.
Right.
And starts coming right
away. Oh, sure. But I'm saying you don't get any symptoms all of a sudden. I'm saying I wish you had the symptoms all of a sudden, too. Because then at least, I clicked here, my computer's running slow. Yeah, you'd have an idea what happened. But 2 weeks later, you're finding out that, you click with the mouse, and like 2 seconds later, the icon changes. You're like, what's going on? It's like everything's in slow motion,
Well, anyway, Joe and I are trying to be your spy busters tonight. We're going to take a short break for the news, and as soon as we come back, we're going to field your telephone calls. Remember the numbers, 610-701-4294 or 610-701-4297. and we will be waiting for your questions. We're back again. This is Computer Corner on 1420 WCOJ, your host, Gene Mitchell. We hope to be here every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 o'clock. We are looking for listener call-in at this time, 610-701-4294. We will take your questions on spyware, and if you can't think of any questions on spyware, maybe just computer viruses, worms, trojans, malware, and anything else that may be gumming up your computer. And while we're waiting for your first call to come in and the board to light up, we'll talk a little bit more about spyware. I have Joe Hubler, a computer expert in the station with me tonight, as my guest, and we want to be your spy busters. We want to eliminate the spyware in your computer. Statistics say that 80% of you have spyware in your computer. And from what I see coming in, it's definitely there, and a lot of times people don't even know it. I actually have computers that are brought in for something other than what people think, and we are finding spyware. 610-701-4294 to call in if you want to know what the right software is, what safe software is. We can answer that question, and hopefully Joe and I will be your spy busters tonight.
We got have like a little musical thing that happens every time you say spy buster, like dun dun dun.
Hey, Joe, we're going to work on that. We do need some spy music.
Keep me awake.
Well, anyway, we're here with Computer Corner. We're going to be your source of information for computers over many weeks, I hope. But we do need listener support. We want to know that you have questions, and we're here to answer those questions. If you have questions, please give us a call at 610-701-4294. There is plenty of information out there from the experts that says you are infected and you do not know it.
Yeah,
and
what he said.
That's what he said. Well, that's what we are telling you. And we want to help get the spyware out before you have to take your computer in and before those little gremlins make your computer so that you can't even get your email.
Yeah. What do you see at the shop? I mean, are you getting 1 in 10, 1 in 5? I mean, they probably all have it. What I'm asking you, I guess, is how many are coming in with pretty much that's all that's wrong with them?
We are seeing approximately 70% of the computers inspected with infected with the spyware.
Mm-hmm.
And
how many of them are crippled just from the spyware and nothing else? Just that alone crippled them?
Probably 50% of them crippled.
The I have the same thing. I'm seeing the same thing about half of them.
The customer says, my computer is running in slow motion.
Right, or this ain't working.
On something, and it takes...
Yep, all my favorites are gone. If I get a client tells me, I went into my favorites, and all my favorites are gone, but there's one there, there's one spyware out there. When I took every favorite out she's ever had, she's had this computer for 6 years. I mean, she has no idea what those favorites were. She just knew she had them. Now she has to find them all over again. And as soon as she said on the phone, I had just fixed two computers, the exact same problem. It's scary.
This spyware is taking over your computer. It's changing what your browser does, you, the public. It's not getting your computer because you're smart enough, Joe, and it's, I better find a good piece of wood to knock on. It has not got my computer yet.
That would go for my head.
Let's knock on top of our heads. We are taking very good precautions to make sure that we do not have any spyware, and it looks like we have a call coming in.
Let's hope it isn't a fax.
So, let's see if we have a caller online. Do we have a caller online that we can help? What's your name?
Lou.
What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello, this is Computer Corner. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I don't hear no one.
I don't hear anybody either.
Well, they'll try again later. They got gun shy.
I saw the phone ring, though. I saw it. He's not imagining that. It did ring.
It's re-ringing. Computer Corner, WCOJ, what's your name and where are you calling from? I do not hear them. I have the controls up. It should be working.
That must be one of your friends calling and harassing
you. Yeah, they must be the silent one. But anyway,
don't be shy.
601-4294-610-701-4297.
We don't bite. BYTE.
Yes. Okay. The other line is ringing, Joe. Let's see if we have somebody on board. This is Computer Corner. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from? We are not hearing you, and I have the controls all up, and they worked for me on Sunday.
I'm pressing the right button.
But, hello, Computer Corner.
I hear
this
someone.
Is WCOJ.
I hear him.
Hello.
Hello, we have you.
Little low, but we got you. We
you've
got
only
you.
Hung up on me three times.
I did have the control right for the 4297, and we did not have you, but 4294 seems to be working.
I call on 97, but anyway, I just turned on your show, and I did not hear the beginning of your show. Spyware. Now, we have, can I mention brand names?
Sure, why not?
Okay, I have McAfee, but I do not have any spyware protection.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a Dell XP. It's about a year and a half old. And I've really been concerned about this, but I've never taken the time to do some research.
You need to take the time because your antivirus will not help you with spyware. And spyware is doing just as much damage as the viruses are doing.
Sometimes more.
Sometimes it is actually doing more. And I guess you're looking for a recommendation, and we do have one for you.
That's where I'm coming from.
The one that I use that I find very good, and the one the magazines are also recommending, is SpyBot Search and Destroy.
It sounds good too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There is one called SpyBot, and it doesn't have the Search and Destroy after it. But SpyBot Search and Destroy. And we have a real secret to give you on how to run it right, because there's a right way to run it and a wrong way to run it. You need to download it, set it up, restart your computer in safe mode, and then run it. And that's the secret to running it right, because it will not remove the software that's actually running.
Yeah, most things aren't allowed by Windows to be removed if they're currently running. It's a Windows security issue.
Now, after SpyBot Search and Destroy finds...
Can we back up a second here? Is that...
Sure.
This is all one word, right?
It's actually three... It's four words. SpyBot Search and Destroy.
Is that B-O-T?
Yes, yeah. B-O-T.
Okay.
It's a free download.
Yes, I think if you go into Google and just do a search for SpyBot, last time I did it, it was the very first hit on the page, if that would help you.
That's a good recommendation.
That's why I made it.
I want Search and Destroy, you're sure of getting the right one the first time.
Yeah, but I mean, you look for Search and Destroy, and it just saves you a little bit of typing, and if you're like me, I only use like one finger on one hand to type, so every little bit helps.
Yep.
You can run it, by the way, in regular mode, but after you run it in regular mode, you find that you'll probably have to run it several more times before it all gets cleared. And if you run it in safe mode, it'll get everything the first time around. But you should, after you remove it, just run it one more time to make sure.
And don't be surprised. I have had clients call me on the phone after they've done it and had anywhere from 60 to over 200 spyware, issues. Keep in mind, some of them are mundane and you don't need them and we should get rid of them, but they're not hurtful. So don't be surprised if you get a huge number and think, oh my God, my computer's ruined. It usually is able to remove them and you're right back to normal. You'll probably notice a big speed increase.
Okay, now, this is really a dumb question.
Well, I like that. I'm a dumb guy.
What is safe mode?
Okay, computers have two modes, and most people are not aware of it.
It's more like Windows has two modes.
Yes, Windows has two modes.
Sorry, I didn't mean to correct you.
That's good. I'm glad you corrected me,
right,
because it's getting late.
This guy out there on a Mac right now laughing at you.
Windows has two modes, and one is safe modes, and you generally don't know about it unless you've worked on a computer a little bit. But if you grab the F8 key and hit the F8 key as you turn on your computer and tap it a few times, the computer will stop at a menu before it boots. And one of the items in the menu will be to boot normally, and the other one will be to boot in safe mode, and there will also be a mode to boot in a safe mode logged and so forth. You just simply want safe mode. But remember to download it first, because you have no drivers available in safe mode.
Yeah, if you're in safe mode, you're not going to be able to get on the internet. You're not going to get CD-ROM access in some cases. So make sure you have it installed and running. And like Gene said, you can always run it that first time with, you know, just the way you were. But to really clean it good and give it all the control it possibly can have, reboot in safe mode. Most of these spyware programs can't run in the safe mode, so that eliminates some of them. And safe mode also doesn't run all the normal things on boot up, which completely ignores, again, a lot of the spyware stuff is not going to run at all. And Spyglock can just go out there and just chew the stuff up and spit it out for you. It'll give you a list, too, of what it found. It gives you a relative idea how good or bad it was. But just don't freak out if you see, 300 entries. My worst piece, I've been keeping records. I have no life, so I record things like the record-breaking spyware. Right now, it's my client that had 850 on a one-month-old computer with a internet connection with high speed is the record-breaker right now.
And these are all individual pieces of spyware.
Yep.
On one computer. And, yes, I agree with Joe. Joe does have a record over me, but mine, I think, is several hundred, but
that's my record so far.
The spyware is a very nasty thing. By the way, SpyBot Search and Destroy has found on several computers viruses.
Yep.
And the spyware also tends to disable your antivirus. So after you get the spyware out, you need to make sure your antivirus software is still working. But SpyBot Search and Destroy just recently, last week, found the Klez virus on one of the computers, and I'm not sure I remember what the other virus was, but it also found another virus.
Yeah, you can't depend on it. I mean, it's never supposed to be or is going to be your antivirus program. First off, SpyBot does not reside in memory and run all the time. It runs when you start it, so it looks for stuff already there. Antivirus, of course, is running, should be running all the time and blocks it from ever coming in because some antiviruses are so hard on your system that if they're more than a few minutes, you're done. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Does that help you?
Oh, boy, this has helped quite a bit. To download the SpyBot.
Mm-hmm.
Any idea how long it'll take?
How big is it?
Do you have a dial-up connection or broadband?
I have a dial-up connection.
Oh, boy.
Well, how big is it?
It's in the neighborhood of 5 or so megabytes,
ooh,
so it is going to take a while.
Right. Go to your friend's house that has a high-speed connection,
okay,
and he has a CD-ROM burner, and you bring him over 4 blank CDs and let him keep 3 for the effort, okay? And he'll burn one for you and you go home with it. So that will be a while. That would take a while.
Joe, do you think that we should have something special for our first caller?
It's your show.
I think we should have something special for our first caller. This is a brand new show, Computer Corner. We're here on 1420 WCOJ, and we hope to be here every Wednesday evening from 7 to 8 o'clock. And we like the listener support that we're getting. And because you are the first caller, I'm going to give you a number to call. And if you want to stop by, I'll give you the information when you call the number tomorrow where you can get a disk, and I'll put SpyBot Search and Destroy on it so you don't have to download it. Would you like that?
Oh, my God. Thank you very much.
Give me a call tomorrow after 10 o'clock at 610-644-3633. And tell me that you were the caller tonight, and I will get you a disc made with SpyBot Search and Destroy on it.
Make sure you know that secret handshake, though.
Yes, Joe tells me we're going to have to get some secret sounds and secret handshakes and all that kind of stuff.
Alrighty.
All right, sounds good.
Hope to hear from you more often, and maybe you can let us know next week if you found any spyware.
And how many?
And
you broke my record.
By the way, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Jeff. I live in Westchester.
Good, and, Jeff. Thank you very much for calling.
I'm on the internet all the time.
You've got a bunch then. I can just tell you right now, I'm going to guess 300.
I'll bet you've got spyware.
So call us back next week and let us know how many you actually had. You can use a fictitious name if you want.
I will do that.
All right, cool.
And the 610, the 644-3633. I'm sorry, I missed the name.
My name is Gene, and you will be calling me after 10 o'clock tomorrow. And I will tell you how to pick up the disc and where it is. And we'll see if you get a copy, Jeff. And thank you very, very much for calling
in. Thank you very much, guys.
You're very welcome.
Have a great night.
This is Computer Corner on 1420 WCOJ, and we need to take a break for local news. You are listening to Computer Corner on 1420 WCOJ. This is your host, Gene Mitchell, and I have a special guest in the studio, Joe Hubler.
Yo.
And we are Spybusters tonight. Every week we will be here from 7 to 8 o'clock on Wednesday evenings, and we hope to bring you a different topic. And, of course, if you have a general question on computers, you can still give us a call.
That's right.
And we still have time to take some calls here tonight. If you're interested in calling and getting some information, asking us a question, call 610-701-4294 and 610-701-4297, and we will try to answer your questions. We will answer your questions. We always
answer your questions.
We always have answers. May not be what you want to hear, but like Jeff said, he was not aware he needed spyware software.
I'm dying to see how much stuff he's got. He's been on the internet that long.
We're going to have to take his word for it. But
I trust him.
I have in one of these papers here, I have an interesting little thing that I got that tells you some of the real nasty pieces of software. We have a call. Let's take our call while we have a caller. This is Computer Corner. You're on WCOJ. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Well, this is Mula Usama Binberg, Mr. Gene.
I know you know who that is.
I can tell I got spyware on my computer because I can see him peeping out through the screen.
This sounds like Fergie, am I right?
You got it, buddy. I just had to give you a call since you weren't getting too much activity.
I'm glad you're listening.
Program sounds very good. Hello to Joe this evening.
Hello.
I hope you get more activity on the phone.
I think when the word gets around that we're here and what we're going to do for everybody, that we can create a lot of interest and we'll have more callers. It may take the time. And I do appreciate you calling in, Fergie.
Do you have a question?
No.
Just make something up.
Actually, Fergie, are you sure you're not a spy?
You've been listening to what went on with the helicopter, didn't you?
No, I did not hear what was going on, but your introduction when I asked for your name, that was enough to lead us to believe something was going on here.
Yeah, I think I'm on their list because of the Arab headgear. Anyway, it's not important. It's just a fun thing. So, okay, let me get out of your road here and carry on. Good show. I've enjoyed it.
Thank you very much for calling in.
Have a good night.
You're very informative on the spyware.
Very good. Thanks for calling in, Fergie.
See you, Joe. See you, Gene. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. This is Computer Corner on 1420 WCOJ. Looking for call-ins with your questions, 610-701-4294.
Now, Hatch, let them call in with an answer. I don't care as long as they call in.
You're right. We'd like to know we have listeners out there. 610-701-4297.
It defies my mother.
The known spyware, some of the information that I was able to obtain, the following spyware simply creates pop-ups, and that is a piece called 180 Solutions, another one called Direct Revenue. and another one called IOP. They seem a little less destructive than some, but there are some that actually cause damages, which is the next category.
I see a phone blinking.
I know, we have a phone line. Real quickly, Bonsai Buddy is a very destructive one, and let's take our caller. This is Computer Corner on 1420. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is George. I'm calling from Downingtown.
Hi, George.
Hi. I have a Spybot Search and Destroy. It's a very handy, good program. But I also get this thing that comes up once in a while called Optimizer. And it just kind of bounces around. And I tried deleting it, and it just kept locking on my computer. And finally, I was able to get rid of it. I don't know exactly how, but I noticed a couple weeks ago it showed up again, just briefly, and I was able to get rid of it again. But have you seen that coming up?
I think I saw that on somebody's computer, and I believe that to actually be a piece of spyware itself. Malware, if you will. Did you run Spybot Search and Destroy in safe mode?
Oh, I don't know what mode I was in.
You want to make sure that when your computer starts up, you hit the F8 key and go into safe mode, because you can remove things in safe mode that you would not otherwise be able to remove.
Okay.
It sounds like your radio might also be a little bit loud.
Turn that off.
Really down.
There we go. Are we okay now?
Yeah. That's 8 key. It's actually, when you first start your computer, you know, it goes through and counts memory and does all that boring stuff and puts all that stuff on display that nobody understands what it is but me and Gene. Right before it goes to that window that you sit there and watch while Windows is loading, right before that, you're doing it. What I usually do is multiply press the F8 key because it's kind of like a timing issue. So if you just sit there, turn your computer on, as soon as it's done counting memory, just tap the F8 key. You'll get a nice little text-based menu, and one of the choices will be safe mode.
Okay.
Just want to give you a heads up, if you've never been in safe mode before, which it sounds like you haven't, it does take a few minutes the very first time it's ever been invoked. Don't think your computer's dying. It may take a few, you know, like maybe twice or three times as long as usual.
Yeah.
So don't panic. Run the Spybot Search and Destroy, and then as soon as it's done, you want to reboot and let it boot normally. You really don't want to try to use your computer in that mode, okay?
Yeah, but I have to take issue with that the comment about the computer comes up and says all that stuff is only you and Gene. I used to use DOS all the time, some of that stuff.
Some of the new computers, have you seen some of the screens that come up? They give you hexadecimal locations of memory start addresses. Like, who needs that?
Well, I can read hexadecimal.
Oh, God.
I can do some.
You got less of a life than I do.
But I just absolutely hate Windows. It's just, it really is horrible, I think.
Actually, I'm a DOS person, and when I first met Joe,
yeah,
I
had some Joe, yeah.
Windows. I could spell Windows.
I used to help you out with a lot of Windows.
Joe helped me
out.
That
was like that new thing on the block. We thought it was a passing fad.
Oh, yeah. Well, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's come a long way, and I tell you, from a guy who had to bang Windows 3.0 into the ground to make it work, XP is my current operation of choice. And you know what? It is so much nicer in some ways now that I'm kind of used to. I mean, you have to retrain yourself. That's part of it. We're so used to doing things the way we wanted to, you know? But
I used to do some programming, you know, pick up data and stuff from laboratory equipment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sort of thing. And then when Windows came along, I couldn't figure out what was what.
The thing is, you want to do programming in Windows and you get a copy of Visual Basic, you're going to find it's 10 times easier than it ever was in DOS or assembly language.
Well, I'll have to try it again.
Visual Basic isn't bad. Once you get the hang of it, you'd be surprised, especially now you can download libraries. So if you don't want to write your own routine to scan the keyboard, they're already there. You can download other people's stuff. You know, there's a lot of stuff that are modules for the program that really make it kind of nice.
Mm-hmm. Do we offer any courses and that kind of stuff?
Gene teaches courses.
Actually, I teach courses. I am right now in the middle of a hardware course. And that's done through the Adult Night School of Chester County.
Mm-hmm.
They're based out of Westchester here.
Yeah.
And the course that I teach is Building Your Own Computer. And we added the word building and understanding your own computer a couple of years ago because many people that took the course for this simple reason. They wanted to learn how their computer worked.
Mm-hmm.
I also teach another course that follows this one that is how to fix windows, fixing broken windows.
Okay.
And basically what we do in 3 nights is we learn a little bit about how Windows works, then we get into how to fix it.
Oh, that will be adult class?
The adult night school at Chester County.
I'll have to give them a call.
Yeah. I got a thing we do once a year, me and some of my clients, we take our old computers down to Delaware County Field and Stream and shoot them with high-powered rifles. It just makes everybody feel better.
I would never do that. I still got my trash 80 in my house for it.
Well, I couldn't throw my trash 80 away because that always worked. That's still up my attic. So those are my 3-color computers, my 2 Ataris, my 2 Commodores. I even have a Commodore PET. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, I hate getting old.
I have a Commodore sitting in my basement.
My first computer had a paper tape punch reader on it, man. I tell that to some of my friend's kids. They look at me like, what?
Oh, yeah, I remember this thing.
I had one of her friends come over. They should know how to use my rotary phone. You want to talk about feeling old? She's sticking her finger in the holes, and nothing's happening. So now you can actually move your hand around and let go.
That's a good one.
It's happened. Just happened this summer. I was so depressed.
All right. Well, I'll definitely look into the palace of Windows.
George, while we have you on the line, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Do you know where the coffee cup holder is found in your computer?
Coffee cup holder?
The coffee cup holder.
I guess it says CD on it or something.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, that's good. We're glad you knew the answer to that one.
Okay.
You know how long that's been a going joke in the industry, right? We've all heard the joke, oh, my coffee cup holder broke, or my coffee cup holder closed up and took my sandwich in. I mean, there's always been these jokes about people not knowing what that tray did. Wait do you see what Gene found. It'll break you up.
We have something very interesting. This coffee cup holder, which is nothing more than your CD-ROM drive or DVD-ROM drive.
Yeah, the tray.
CD writer. The tray comes out, and people have used that as a coffee cup holder.
Especially in the early days when CD-ROMs weren't popular. I mean, there was no such thing as a rewritable. And CD drives were $700, and when they started coming out in computers and getting, people had no idea what they were. And they hit a button, this tray would come out, and they would use to put the coffee cup on. And it's been an industry joke now for, what, 10 years now? I mean, pretty much everybody knows what they are now. But about 10 years ago, it was common to hear tech support horror stories about people, you know, spilling their sodas into their computers because the tray on their coffee cup closed and blah, blah, blah. Well, what do you see what Gene found? It cracked me up today.
Actually, I laughed when I saw it, and there was nobody around to hear me laugh.
That's scary.
But I picked up a catalog of one of the catalogs that I get, and lo and behold, in this catalog, somebody actually has something to go in that looks similar to a CD-ROM drive, and it has a little tray that comes out where you can put your coffee cup.
It's a legitimate coffee cup holder for your computer, electrically comes out, and holds your coffee cup.
Now, isn't that pretty good?
I would love to have one of those.
Oh, I have to get one myself. They're probably under $25, and I told Gene, you got to get me one. It's also got a cigarette lighter hole and a cigarette lighter.
That's the best part. It has a 12-volt lighter connection.
So if you have a 12-volt device, you can use it like you would plug it into your car. And, of course, if you're one of those smokers like me, you can actually light a cigarette. I told Gene, though, I said, I really recommend you make sure you have enough extra amperage in your 12-volt supply before you attempt to use the cigarette lighter. I have to have one. I have a 600-watt power supply on my dual Pentium 4 Beastie at home. I'm sure it won't even know I press that cigarette lighter in.
God, I imagine those Pentium kind of smoke themselves.
Oh, they're liquid cool.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, that's going to be another one of our topics, hot computers and how hot they get. We have a lot of things we're going to talk about.
I have burned my finger.
We're running very close on time here, but I do want to mention that we have set up a website for the show.
Oh.
And it's on the Fifth Dimension Net, www.5dnet.com, and it's devoted to the show. And we're going to be posting things up. Some of our plans are on this website. And
that cup holder's there.
And we have pasted a picture of the cup holder on there. Joe did that. Joe and I did that this afternoon before we left. And we wanted to make sure that we were able to have WCOJ vision.
Well, I'll tune in that one right away, that website.
Cool. And start telling him, you know, go on his website and say, hey, look, where's the link to Joe's website?
Okay. We're running out of time, but thank you very much for calling in to Computer Corner and let everybody know that we're here, and we hope to answer everybody's questions. And as we approach the final hour here, we need to make way for CBS News that's coming up. And maybe we'll see you another time, Joe.
Okay.
Or George.
All right.
He's not that good with names.
That's okay. I get that way myself.
That's what it is. I forget my own computer.
Right. You're listening to Computer Corner here on 1420 WCOJ. We're going to be here every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 o'clock. Listener call-ins, lots of good information and news. And we are on our final moment here. And thank you for listening to Computer Corner.
Have a good night.
This is Gene Mitchell, your Sunday engineer and producer, and you're listening to the voice of Chester County, 1420 WCOJ, Coatesville, Westchester.